Hi, welcome to Toxic City Podcast.
No, not hi.
The mix-up.
That was insane. We haven't done this in a while. We're rusty.
I just
rusty.
Feel like saying hello. I actively chose not to. Hey.
Hey.
It's just different. It's summer.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
Welcome to Toxic City Podcast. It's summer.
Welcome back.
Welcome to my personality. This is Aaron.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Great.
That's all?
Still sipping on this coffee, yeah.
What time is it? 2:38, as everyone knows. And it is coffee time.
No, I'll just sip on coffee all day.
Same.
I don't care. And like, I don't care what you think about that. So to the audience, like, I literally don't care. Oh my God, you shouldn't do that. I don't care.
I've had some friends make fun of me. They think it's weird that I would like want that taste all day.
I love the way coffee tastes, period.
Me too.
I'll drink it all day.
Yeah. Do I drink more decaf now? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do need to maybe shift to decaf in the afternoon, but at the same time, like.
Are you drinking my coffee right now, or did you make your own?
It was what was left in the.
So cabinets. Partly decaf?
Oh, bummer. But yeah.
You drink a lot of that now, too.
It's fine.
You don't complain.
Well, because, like, I'll drink it. don't care. I'll drink mud in the morning if it tastes like coffee. Like, I don't care.
Mud. Yeah.
Just mud. Yeah, it's fine.
Well, so we haven't recorded in a while, and that's it.
It's just, we've been busy.
I know. I feel like we're always coming here being the same. We're busy. You know what? We're not full-time podcasters, okay?
We're doing our best. I think we say that a lot, too.
Like,
we're trying.
And people
who... When's the last time we recorded?
I don't know, because we were supposed to... I brought our stuff to Seattle. We didn't record then.
So maybe only 2 weeks?
I think we skipped 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
I know, but it is kind of bad.
No, it's inconsistent, and like, we need to do better.
We need to do better.
We have to make it a priority. We're doing that today.
The thing is, we still try to make it a priority. Sometimes we are in different places.
For sure, but I'll be honest, like...
And we're not going to... I'm not recording over Zoom with you. I'm not doing that.
Aaron, this isn't a Zoom podcast.
I'm not doing
that. I didn't even think about that. No, really, though, sometimes it's like, it is my fault. You'll be like, do you want to record? And I'll just say no.
Yeah, actually, last weekend I was down and you said no and you got mad. And I was like, okay.
Okay, well, I didn't get mad. Like,
you, I was about I to make an mad. Announcement on our Instagram that we're going to just take a summer break. And then you said no.
That's crazy.
I said, let's just go on summer break.
No, that's crazy. Like, we're fine.
So
it's me. Hey, relax. It's me. I know.
I was just like, let's just take the summer off.
No, because if I stop, I'll stop.
You'll stop forever?
I think so.
I feel that.
Once it becomes unimportant, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Which it's not.
No, I have things to talk about.
I have a lot of things to talk about.
I have so many things to talk about that I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, because we haven't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have a list.
Thank God.
I have a list.
Thank God. Because I don't, but like.
Do you want to just give like a general health and wellness update
check
for yourself?
Health and wellness check. Doing good.
Okay.
Allergies are on as of yesterday.
Yeah.
And like, I know that I need to do better. I know I need to do better with that. And I know that Lee is going to hear this. And no, I didn't take the bee pollen or whatever you told me to do. Please, like, don't lose hope and faith in me. Like, I will try that again next year.
But your allergies have come and gone this year.
I've only really had them a couple times. And, like, I can definitely tell that, like, spring has sprung because my nose is definitely, like, I can't.
Yeah, yesterday, you know what I mean? Like, are you good?
I am nasally right now, too.
Nasally.
I'm struggling. But honestly, as long as my eyes don't itch, like, I'm kind of okay. Like,
I know. I feel bad when your eyes itch.
Because that's crazy. I look like a crackhead.
Yeah, you do.
Which is fine. I fell in my game the other day, which was funny as fuck. I have a little thing on my knee. Guys, falling is so fucking embarrassing.
I saw Webby licking it.
Okay, that's weird. Was she? Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, she was.
When?
She was licking your knee when you were sleeping.
Oh, sick. What a freak. What a freak.
I don't know if everyone knows that. Like, Webby is obsessed with licking Ashley.
Yeah.
Like, licks her. No, you guys. I can't even. Okay. I don't know if we've talked about this. Webby won't jump on the bed now in the mornings when I call her. She has to cry. Has to do, like, a scream.
Just to get my attention.
Ashley has to invite her up. And then if I put my face over to get a kiss, she will purposely turn her head away and lick Ashley. Like, she will not.
No, the shade she
me.
Throws you in the morning is
it's bullshit.
Insane. She literally will, like, go towards Aaron and then just dodge.
No, the last second.
She ducks.
It's the most hurtful thing, especially on Mother's Day today. Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers.
No, but she's like, today's no different, bitch.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell you before you go back to your health and wellness.
Yep.
I had a patient the other day say Happy Mother's Day to me.
That's cute.
And I was like, oh, I'm not a mom.
Oh.
But thanks.
Oh, wow.
And he looked me up and down and said, oh.
What does that mean?
No, Ashley, like, I really did a whole, like, mental check for myself. Like,
what
does that mean?
No, literally, I don't know.
Like, excuse me?
Yeah, I don't know.
What does that mean?
You're a cute mom.
No, he was really like,
He said, you've had babies.
It felt like a diss. Like, it felt like, it was like,
no, ooh. The up and down look is a diss.
Like, you got a mom ass. Sneaked. That's what it was giving.
You got a mom ass.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, back to you.
Back to my wellness check. So I fell in my game last week, which is funny as fuck, because like falling is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then I scuffed my knee. Also embarrassing.
I don't think it's called like scuffed.
What is it then? I just scuffed
it. You got like a floor burn. Like you would scuff something. I don't think
I scuffed my pants, which is embarrassing.
Actually, I don't think that's like the right term.
Scuff?
No, that's like.
Yeah, it is. I scuffed. Scuffed my pants.
Not like fabric. You don't scuff fabric.
I think you can scuff fabric. Okay. This is one of those dumbass conversations people talk about. Like, I can't.
Yeah, like, but I'm
right. No, but it's scuff. Like, you can scuff your pants.
No, you can scuff, like, your car.
What's the difference?
Fabric, like, can't be scuffed. There's another term.
Yes,
it
can. It can be scuffed when you don't have a hole in it, but like you can tell you fell. No, but it's not torn. It's just scuffed.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell us what you guys think, because I don't agree
with that. No, my pants are scuffed. Like, it looks like a floor burn on my pants, too.
Ick.
So that's scuffed. No, they're ruined. Ew. Like, I'll only wear them to my games, but which is also embarrassing. Makes you just want to cut them at the knee. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Also, on my wellness check, you were here for this, but we were at the farmer's market, and I was buying milk. I wanted to try this, I don't know, this, like, milk company. Because this is kind of like my humbling moment of the week.
Yeah. Mine was saying Happy Mother's Day and looking me up and down. Yours is this.
No, this is so fucking funny. Because there's no like, I know what she meant. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's this, what's the company called?
It's just a local milk company.
Just a local milk company, whatever. But they have like, you know, alternate milk, like almond milk, cashew milk.
Yeah. All really nice. It's like handmade. It's no
in,
like,
cute little bottles.
It's like spirulina. Like healthy, no added oils, good ingredients. Expensive.
But I want to try. I told the lady I'm excited to try this in my shakes because I'm kind of particular about like what kind of milk I put in my shakes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you all a moment to think about what kind of shakes I was talking about. Okay. This lady had the fucking audacity to say. Yeah, the type of milk you use in your milkshakes is like really important. Like that can make or break it. And I was like, wait, she thinks that I go home and slay milkshakes? like all the time. Like I'm going to spend all this money. Like, no, bitch. I'm talking about a green shake.
No.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, she thinks I just eat milkshakes every day.
Like not you going by healthy milk and then putting in Butterfingers.
You think that's what I would use this milk for?
And Breyer's ice cream.
I'm going to mix it with shitty ice cream? What in the fuck? I know she was like, yeah, no, you have every right to be. You should definitely be particular about what you put in your milkshakes. I was like, well, yeah, you should.
Like a healthy milkshake queen.
Like putting in that milk doesn't make it better than I'm making a milkshake.
Yeah, but and honestly, it would probably... Because most of them, because you got the almond ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Almond.
That's going to make a weak ass milkshake.
That's water shake.
Yeah, that's not thick.
If I wanted a milkshake, I would have got the macadamia cashew.
Yeah, like thick bitch.
Milkshake?
Yeah. When's the last time you made a milkshake, though?
At home?
Yeah, it's just like ever.
I'm going to be real. I don't think I've ever made a milkshake living in the state of Washington or Oregon. Like it must have been when I lived in California.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't make like milkshakes. I don't make milkshakes.
Milkshakes freak me out.
Like back in the day, like maybe my like, you know, like your workout shake or like whatever. Yeah. The, you know, when you're in college, like they weren't as healthy as my shakes are now. Like, there was hella fruit in there. They're like,
wait. Did you ever get, this is throwback, Jamba Juice, their chocolate mood?
Of course. I've tried every flavor of Jamba.
Like, those, that's probably the last time peanut I had butter, a milkshake.
Peanut butter,
like,
blast.
Oh, my God. Those were fire back in the day. Because
those are milkshakes.
Those are milkshakes.
That qualifies as a milkshake.
Yeah. I'll eat a whole Blizzard, but I won't have a milkshake.
No. That's different. Yeah. That's different. Yeah, no. Like, have we ever told the story of how...
We don't need to tell that story. I think we have, actually.
Not you gatekeeping.
I feel like we have, about the Dairy Queen.
Because that was crazy.
If you guys don't know, ask us and we'll tell it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've told it.
Okay, because that was insane.
When we couldn't eat Dairy Queen for like 3 years after that.
I was done.
Yeah, I can't even talk about it. It makes me feel sick.
It makes me feel like disgusted. No. But yeah, she thought it was a milkshaker. And like a milkshake at home, girl. Yeah. And obviously really rich to be wasting that good milk on a milkshake.
And like enough to make milkshakes like every day, probably.
Yeah. No, that was too much.
That's sick.
Yeah. Work is going well.
Okay.
I think we haven't been on the podcast. No, we talked about my pass card. Like, I'm obsessed with it. My key card.
Yeah.
No, I got a sticker on it last week.
Actually, this might be your toxic trait now.
What?
Well, first of all, you get Sunday scaries now.
Oh my God. I'll talk about those next. I'm having them today.
Second, you picking out your outfits has become a whole thing for work. Like, okay. your whole personality is now picking out your outfits for work.
I swear to God, if anybody from the office listens to this, I'm embarrassed, but I'd also don't care because, like, it is what it is. Going to work is a fashion show for me.
No. You have to come show me every single outfit. I'm like, cute. And you're like, I've never, what do you think? And I'm like,
I've never
good.
Gotten dressed for work.
The other day.
Well, actually, honestly, like, I give a shit about what I wear every day, no matter where I'm going.
No, you do. You do. Like, even like facts. When we're like going to the dog park in the morning, I'm like, can you like
and
stop?
I'm like, no, what if like I don't want to ever look fucking ridiculous. I won't.
Me looking like a troll walking next to you. Like, I don't care. In the
morning. I'm Haley and you're Justin. Get over it.
No, literally, there's some times where I do look like Justin.
Yeah.
Just a scrub. And you're like, your hair is all done. And yeah. I'm a troll. There's no other word. Yeah. Like, I am a troll.
Yeah. The Fremont troll. St. John's troll.
I am the St. John's troll.
Yeah, facts.
And first, and I will get into that, how I am going to be in a parade next year. What was I going with this?
My toxic traits about work.
Oh, yeah. Like, the other day in Seattle, you were trying like 4 different outfits. I was they all look fine.
And like, I'm not going for fine. That's one thing about me.
Then you
I'm
get
not
mad
going
at me,
for
I'm
fine.
Like, they look
well, because she'll be like, oh, well, that looks fine. And I'm like, okay, bet. Let me go put on another one.
Then you get annoyed. I'm like, okay, I like that one better. You're like, why did you just say something in the first place? I'm like, oh my God. I'm just trying to make coffee. Like, my contacts aren't even X. Okay, I hope this is recording.
Same.
Oh my God. Ashley was laughing so hard, her head bonked the computer and it shut off.
I'm still dying.
Because we're talking about your stupid ass outfits. Now I got to restart the whole computer program.
No, I'm weak because it's so funny because you don't have your contacts in. You don't give a shit.
I don't.
And I'm out here just trying to look cute.
And you're like, what do you think? What do you think? And I'm like, I'm trying to get the dogs on a walk.
You're like, I literally don't fucking care. You've never asked me, hey, does this look okay for work? You've never asked me that.
Why would I?
I don't know.
I'm doing what I think is cute. You think I'm going to change based on what you... Sometimes I ask you when we're like going out.
Yeah, that's true. But not to work.
That's because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
To not me. Then I
to
said...
To not me.
Then I said, who are you trying to impress then?
And I said, me.
Oh.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look cute.
Okay. Well, that's what I said. You always look nice.
You said fine.
Oh, my God. Then I said, yeah, that shirt doesn't look that good. And you got mad.
Yeah. I was like, well, why didn't you just say that? I've tried this outfit on 3 times.
I wish you guys could see Ashley trying on clothes, too, because... She'd be pulling off her bodies in weird ways.
Yeah, like have to see if it feels
like how
good.
She poses in the mirrors. I just
you have to see if it feels good. Sometimes a shirt will feel good one day and not feel good the next.
I can't even describe it. Like, she's like putting it on, like flapping it down. Like, she'd be like this. I wish you guys could see. We're not filming today on video.
We won't.
Like, fuck.
Like, they don't get it.
No,
that's fine.
Anyway.
you.
Well, I'm glad work is good.
Yeah, it's good. Wait, there. What did I say I was going to touch base on really quick?
The parade?
No, the parade was for you.
Your key card?
No, everybody knows I'm toxic with that now.
Your outfits?
That you brought that up.
You're eating?
It is getting better.
Interesting.
My cadence in the office. I don't think you had anything.
The coffee machine?
Work. Our coffee machine is elite.
I don't know.
Me either. I said I'm going to touch base on that later, and then I don't know.
No, I think I said I'm going to touch base on that later.
We both did.
Okay.
But now I don't know. So
maybe it'll come back to you.
Meh.
Well, we went to our St. John's parade last weekend. This weekend?
Yesterday.
And I just decided I need to be part of something.
Yeah.
I need to be part of a group.
Mm-hmm.
There was people doing roller derby. There was people in a band. The tallest people in Portland group.
Tall club.
Tall club.
They weren't that tall.
There were people. It was just like all type hula hooping. I said, who am I?
Yeah. If you're not a part of a club in this part of town, you're nobody.
I felt like a nobody.
Yeah.
So that's on my list. So like become part of somebody.
Okay.
So if you see me in a parade next year with my new friends.
Yeah.
Wave.
Yeah. Wave.
Like, yes, you did. And wave.
Yeah, and wave.
And I'll be proud.
Don't ignore me.
Yeah. So that's on my vision board, I think, next year.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Good for you. Do you have any thoughts on what you'll do?
Oh, well, you know, like, the thing about me is, as a Gemini, we are multifaceted.
Right.
So it's actually really whatever I want to put my mind to.
Right.
So, but that's the thing is, like, I have so many.
Maybe start your own thing.
Like, my own club?
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, suggestions?
I don't.
Maybe I should start a walking club.
Maybe. The parade is, honestly, y'all's time to shine.
No, and then we're like, we were born for this.
No, I honestly feel like you could start a walking club. Like,
no, for girlies.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Because nowadays in Portland, we have to watch out for people being robbed and cougars. Our local park had cougars.
Cougars.
So I need a walking club to, like, we all take our tasers and we walk. That's it.
Period. And we walk.
We walk.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a good one. There's clubs like Women Who Hike and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, let's just walk.
Just women in STEM.
Not even like a run club. Like, I'm not even looking to do a run club.
Walking.
I would like to join a run club if anyone wants to invite me. Oh, but I'm
sick.
I would like to also be in a walk club.
I think you should create a walking club.
And there's going to be some days where we don't talk, though.
I like that. No, like, if you want to have your headphones in and just walk with a group, have your headphones in.
Yeah, like, we're going to do 3 to 5 miles.
Oh, wow.
Well, maybe some days.
No, some people aren't making 3 miles, like, off the bat.
Well, we'll have, like, a 1 mile crew. We'll have a 2 mile crew.
That's good.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Of course, like, I have to do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think I can do it.
You can make the time.
I don't know if I can make the time, but I can make the effort.
Okay. That's half the battle.
One thing about me is I always think I can fit things into a short amount of time, even though, like, I'm always like, oh, I'll get a 30-minute run in 20 minutes. That's not how it works, but, like,
that's not how, you know what I mean? That's not how time works.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I can't wait to see what club you're in.
Me too. Maybe a crumble cookie club.
That would be bomb.
Maybe a pastries club.
Oh.
And we go and try new pastries every weekend.
I would join that
club. And then we go on a walk.
Oh.
No, like, that sounds so lit.
Like a pastry and walk club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And or we meet at a coffee shop and we get the coffee and we walk. And, like, you can get, and then, like, maybe some weekends we get pastries.
Okay. Maybe people could get what they want.
Yeah, that's true.
At said shop.
But not if it's the weekend we're not getting pastries. Is that crazy?
John?
No, when you
said. Oh, but it's for the girlies only.
When you said. And gays. And theys.
Why did I say that?
Girlies only?
Yeah. Didn't you say it was girlies only?
No, guys, unless they're gay.
Okay, yeah. Girlies, yeah. Gays, and theys.
Or like an old guy.
Okay.
I don't know. There's like certain. Okay, fine. There's just like certain people that I'll allow. Sure. Not to be like selective, but you have to be. You have to be.
Yeah.
You can't let anyone into your club.
No, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hi, baby.
Let's go on to the next topic because we got a lot to run through.
Webby has to lay by me.
Yeah, she does. She loves you.
Queen.
Okay. We saw the movie Challengers. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
I feel good. Like that was a great movie.
It was really good.
Yeah. I haven't seen any discourse online about it. Have you?
A little bit. Not too much. I feel like it like served its purpose. No pun intended.
It's the Zendaya movie with when she's playing tennis.
Yeah. I think all of her tennis actions, like they all were the same. There was no, like, you could tell she wasn't, like, moving a lot. Like, there's no, like, variability in what she did as a tennis player, though.
But that's because she was so good.
No.
Yeah, Ashley. That was the whole point.
That she just stood in the middle and just hit.
Yeah, they were trying to show her not moving and then the other person moving a lot.
I guess. I still feel like.
That's what good people do.
You don't know that.
No, seriously.
No, for real? Like, yeah. She could have moved a
little. She was, like, controlling the game.
She could have moved a little.
No, but that's because she was saying, she were like, that's she was fine. Really good.
That's fine.
Yeah. So like, that's your only takeaway?
No, that was just a takeaway. I was like, she's just standing there.
Huh.
Just like forehand, like that's it.
I kind of want to see the movie again because it is a movie a lot about relationships.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would have a different view on it the next time I watched it.
Yeah, it was.
I don't get the ending.
Me either. I feel like I would like to see it again to like try to get the ending. Like it was just, I think like no, we don't know who won. Like we have no idea what the outcome was.
Yeah, because it's just kind like, of like she's in a love triangle.
It just left us on a huge like.
Yeah, the ending is question mark.
Yeah.
I think up to interpret.
Which I like.
I like it too. It's just, yeah. I need to still Google.
She killed it, and she, like I'm obsessed with her.
No, she's such a star.
Yeah.
She's the best actress, and she's the prettiest, most perfect person. She's a model.
She's so pretty.
And she's a singer.
Yeah. No, she does it all.
She really does it all. She's an icon.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine when she's like 50. Like, she's going to be so stylish still.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she's great.
And she's such a good actor.
Yeah. Oh, I like everything she's in.
Me too. But, okay, we can move on. Well, to stay on topic again, did you have any thoughts about the Met Gala that you wanted to discuss?
Yeah.
You did?
I'd love to talk about their outfits.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts on people's outfits? Did you look?
Yeah, I looked at all of them online.
Did you look?
Let me pull some up. I always like seeing what people wear.
Okay, did you have any favorites?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Okay, I always like what Zendaya wears. Yeah. I actually didn't like what she wore.
She did two outfits.
I know.
Okay.
Well, I did want to talk about something. I watched all of the media I could find on Ariana Grande's performance in the Met Gala. Did you see those videos?
No.
You didn't see? She performed.
I've never. No. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were saying that.
That's lit.
She posted it on TikTok, so they were saying she must have had some type of.
Like permission, yeah.
You know, it was sponsored by TikTok. The Met Gala.
Oh.
But she performed some of her new songs.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's coming out with a new album.
No. Like her newest album that's already out.
But isn't she coming out with another album?
Yeah. Okay, it's like Eternal Sunshine 2 or something.
Okay.
But she also performed Seven Rings.
Oh.
And another one of her old songs. Like that's really popular. I forget which one.
Okay.
But no, you have to go actually watch the videos. And she did. So her co-star for, I think her name is Cynthia, the one in Wicked, they sang a Whitney Houston song. Together.
Bomb.
It was everything.
Okay, I'll go find those later.
It was every performance. It was so good. Okay. Killed it.
Okay. You really didn't like Zendaya's outfit with the bird?
I didn't like either of them just because the makeup, it just wasn't like.
I think it's on theme.
It's on theme, but it wasn't.
Said it's on for theme. Me.
It wasn't for me.
It wasn't on theme for you.
No, it was on theme, but it wasn't for
said
me.
It wasn't on theme.
No, it just wasn't for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she hated it.
No, but she still looked good. It just, I don't know.
Okay. Who else?
I really liked, hold on, I got to pull this up because I forget.
Zendaya's little co-stars looked cute.
Yeah. From I love Emma Chamberlain hosting. Love.
Yeah.
Can't say that enough. Yeah. Love Emma Chamberlain.
Do love.
Oh, you know what? Sabrina Carpenter is my girl, and I'm obsessed with her and what's his name? Barry?
Yeah.
I just didn't like their outfits.
I didn't like his outfit at all.
Such a bummer. I really wanted to like it.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney in black hair. I just didn't like the black hair. I'm being such a hater right now. I'm trying to find somebody I do like. I'm sorry.
Wow. It's like
no, I'm seriously being such a hater.
Haterade.
Oh, okay. My favorite of all time, Tyla.
Okay. She was going to come up for me too. That dress. Did you see him like had to cut it off of her?
Yeah, it was sand.
That was dope.
That was
like,
my favorite.
So like creative. I love that.
So creative. And love. Her little timepiece. Obsessed.
Love.
Obsessed.
This was one of my least favorite looks from Kendall Jenner.
Oh, it's like fine. Yeah, it was like.
It's just like one of my least favorite looks.
Yeah. It wasn't giving.
Lana Del Rey with the trees around her head was too much.
Yeah, I think.
Look.
Yeah.
It's too much. I on theme, but not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Cardigan Gate. Do you understand why Kim Kardashian was wearing that sweater thing?
Wasn't she supposed to be like running through the garden and then grabbed a sweater or something?
I hate it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that. I hate it.
Yeah, it's just like we get how small your waist is.
We get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just always the same thing.
Yeah, it is for sure.
It's like, okay, we get that you cannot breathe in this corset right now and you probably took out ribs.
We see it every time. No, we know. This is tired.
It's tired. I want to see something different.
Dua Lipa's outfit, not for me.
Okay, let's talk about people we do like.
Okay. Bad Bunny killed it.
Yeah, his was
he
good.
He looked cute as fuck.
Demi Moore slayed.
Yes.
The guy from Schitt's Creek, did you see his suit?
No.
Okay. What is his name? I forget.
Which guy?
David in Schitt's Creek.
I don't know his name. I can't remember his
name. I know. I forget his name too. His suit was my favorite. You would actually be obsessed. It was black and then faded into florals.
Oh my God. I have to see.
Yeah. It was Slay Central.
Really quickly, what did you think about Doja Cat's outfit?
Just not for me.
The wet t-shirt's not for you?
No, I don't. No.
We don't subscribe to that one.
Did you see Mona Patel?
No.
She's this like IT genius billionaire who owns 50 different companies.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone was talking about her.
You.
No, she's the most.
Okay.
Beautiful girl ever. Yeah. She's rich and smart. Okay. Elle Fanning, Slade.
Let me see. Slade. Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
Jax Teller.
He's hot.
Surprise of like, he always just like randomly shows up at the Met Gala, but like you never see him anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with him. I like that. I'm obsessed with him.
I
love.
I know you're famous.
I love it.
I'm trying to find, Gigi Hadid wasn't my favorite.
Hold on.
This girl, Cynthia, Erivo, she's the one. Okay, wait, I'm gonna send you these videos because you gotta watch these.
Jeremy Strong.
Who's
the
that?
Guy from what's the show that everybody was watching lately? It's about the family and they're rich and they
Succession?
Yeah, I think he's in that. I just like that cream suit with like the outfit? Flowers up the thing.
It's hard for men like men.
Ed Sheeran missed.
Oh, in the blue.
That's a miss.
Yeah. Did you hear that Cardi B didn't know what
yeah, I was dying.
Designer shoes wore? Jack Harlow, fine.
Jack, I just don't, the light gray isn't it for me.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, I just really want to find that one guy's suit and then I can move on.
Okay. Yeah, Barry's brown is not my favorite.
I think theirs was like Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Not my favorite.
Yeah, what's his name? Jeff Goldblum, Slade.
Yeah, Slade.
Kim, like we said.
It just says what it
Angel
is.
Angel Reese. I liked her dress.
I did too. She Slade too.
So that's crazy that she was invited.
So crazy. I'm obsessed.
Because not like a ton of athletes are invited.
No, not a ton of athletes. And just like, yeah, just crazy.
Because Dwayne.
Good for her.
Dwayne Wade is always invited.
Yeah, his outfit was nice.
Oh, you know who else slayed? I always get her name wrong. Ayo, who's in Bear, the Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. The details, loved her outfits. Details on her dress was crazy.
Loved.
Yeah.
Loved. Okay, I can't find him. I don't know his name. So, I'm sorry. And I'm sad Rihanna wasn't there.
I kind of low-key thought Taylor Swift might pop up.
Yeah. I was just really into the Ariana singing, the concert inside. I never knew there was a concert inside.
Me
performer.
Either. Me either.
That's so cool.
Okay. I'm obsessed. Well, I thought Odell Beckham Jr. looked cute too.
Okay.
I think he's had better outfits, but he looked cute.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I think that's all I have.
Okay, we're talking a lot about media today.
Okay.
The Tom Brady roast. It was like 3 hours, first of all. It was live on Netflix.
I did end up finishing it.
Netflix into their live era right now.
They are into the live era. We're just like back to
live
TV. It's crazy, this full circle thing.
Yeah, when people are like, oh, it's so exciting to all watch something together. Yeah, we all used to do that. Tune into the TV and watch something.
We'd all have to sit down and watch it together. It's also like Netflix, obviously they edit it. So what is live is like Kim Kardashian getting booed wasn't on the Netflix cut.
I know.
Heard. There's like certain things that like just didn't make it. And so it is like kind of a, like people aren't used to being on live TV anymore.
Well, what's your take on why she got booed?
I just feel like it's a lot of football fans and like they don't like Kim Kardashian like that.
That was crazy though.
Yeah.
She got, like, booed.
No, for sure. I just feel like I can think of a couple of my guy friends who are football heads who would boo Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Yeah.
Name
like, no. I kind of went off on them like my guys a couple weeks ago, I feel like. whatever. They need to be held to a higher standard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see them just booing her because it's like, oh my God, of course, Kim Kardashian's at a football event. And it's like, but it's not a football event. Like, and Tom Brady's a celebrity. He's not just a football player.
Yeah.
But like, totally.
Yeah, I didn't really, I haven't watched Tom Brady outside of basketball a lot, but football a lot. But he is an interesting guy.
He seems like different. I feel like he is definitely like socially kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Like not just like I do follow him on social media. Like I see some of the things, like everything is very kind of like scripted and planned.
I can see that.
That's like kind of how I feel. Like it's like most things are like scripted and planned out. Like everything's very clean. But yeah, he's just like, seems like an interesting guy.
Yeah. Well, even his closest friends were like, I don't know you. Basically.
Yeah.
Basically. All
robot.
The rest were like, you don't have a personality. We don't know you.
You're a robot.
Yeah. And I was like, that's exactly how I imagine.
Yeah.
He wasn't really like, he like laughed a little bit, but he didn't really like say a lot.
Yeah. I could never, I could never get roasted.
Oh my God.
I'm like way too sensitive. I can't.
No, I know.
People are going to say shit. And I'm like, I have to go. How embarrassing.
No, totally. I could never be roasted either. It'd be.
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't.
I just wouldn't be able to let some things go.
No, same. I'm looking at you different. Actually, Nikki Glaser was talking about that, how like when you tell a joke about somebody, like roast or not roast, you have to think about like how the relationship could be altered by you saying that.
No, I couldn't do that.
I've listened. She's hot. She was the best one by far.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she's been on a couple roasts where she's killed.
She was the best one by far. Like, and I thought everybody did pretty good.
Why did she look so pretty?
No, she killed it.
Her skin?
She said she like.
Oh my God.
Was that on the toast where she was talking about how she like, she's like really serious. She's like, I'm going to look good. Like.
Oh yeah. No, she was saying she was doing Pilates. And
yeah.
But her special is supposed to be out. We should watch that tonight.
We actually should. Like she was saying, it's like this dance. Like you really do have to when you're watching comedy, you don't like notice those things, but like there's three jokes that build up to like the punchline joke and like all those things. And it's like, that's so crazy because I feel like not everybody thinks the way she thinks. Like, she maybe thinks that that's ordinary, but like, normal people don't even have any idea like that.
I know. When she was talking about how one joke wouldn't make sense unless you built it up in the audience's mind.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And then.
And it all connects.
Yeah. And what you can and can't make fun of.
Yeah.
You know, if I was a comedian and like, especially doing a roast, it would be so hard for me after every joke. I'd be like, just kidding.
Yeah, no, for sure. the guy who had the haircut, like.
Tony?
Is that with the mustache? The weird haircut with the mustache?
Andrew Schultz.
Okay, yeah. He was on a podcast and I saw some clips from it, and he was like, they really only told us we couldn't talk about his kids and then Robert Kraft. Like, that was confirmed. They were not.
Who's Robert Kraft?
The owner of the Patriots. So like, when Jeff Ross said something about, because they're, Robert Kraft was arrested for.
Wait, was he the old guy that at the end?
Yeah.
Or the end?
Yeah, yeah. But he like would like happy endings and stuff.
Wait, what?
He got arrested for like doing that. And so like, obviously that is.
Wait,
such,
what?
Yeah. So obviously that is such like a big. I think that's what he got arrested for. Now you're making me second guess myself.
The owner of the Patriots?
Yeah.
Got arrested?
Hold
when?
On, hold on. Let me just like, let me actually.
Do research.
Do some research, because it's like, let me not.
Well, there was so many jokes about Tom Brady being gay. I didn't know that was like
a thing.
I didn't
know that was a big thing either, but obviously like, that's funny.
Well, his manager, they kept filming his manager or agent.
That was funny too.
Laughing so hard. I was like, this is giving that it's true. It was weird.
And maybe.
It was so weird. Not weird of him being gay, but just weird of how hard he was laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where do I...
But I liked when the coach came out too.
I thought he did good.
Mm-hmm. Belichick, is that?
Bill Belichick, yeah.
Belichick?
Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, like, what did he fucking do? I swear he just, like, yeah, like, he asked for happy endings and, like, got arrested for it or something.
Like, recently?
Robert Kraft, yeah, like, massage drama. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He, like, Vanity Fair, of course. He... She noticed that the spa worker, a young Asian woman, was dressed provocative. He spoke little English. Yeah, he just did weird shit at the massage parlor. Like, that's enough. And so, but that was one of the things he was like, oh, yeah, that was a hard no. Like, we were not allowed to talk about that. And so, remember when Jeff Ross said something about, and Tom Brady stood up and was like, don't fucking go there again.
Oh, he was like, serious?
That was like, real. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because that was a hard no.
I thought that was a joke.
Nope. He was real serious about that.
That's awkward.
He was like, that was the only time that happened. But that you, that like set the tone for like, I'm not joking about that. Like, don't bring that up.
Mm.
So
yeah, because I know Nikki was saying she had jokes about his kids.
Yeah. The kissing his son.
I didn't know that was a thing either. Like, yeah. If she would have made that joke, I wouldn't have known what she was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, he like kisses his sons on the mouth.
But like for a long time?
Yeah, it is like weirdly a long time.
Okay.
Well, they just like hold it. But again, like.
Is he from a different culture?
No. But Giselle is. And like, I don't know. He kisses his dad like that too.
No, I know. I was just curious.
So yeah.
I could see him being.
Somewhere else, for sure.
Never heard him speak, really.
No, he's a robot. Yeah, he's from another land.
I don't know where he's from.
No, he, yeah, it's just like a thing that his family does, which like, people kiss on the mouth. My family doesn't kiss on the mouth, but like, people do.
Yeah, I'm not from a kiss on the mouth family, but that would be such an easy joke to make fun of,
for sure. I even when we were watching, I was like, I wonder what Giselle's going to think about this. Because there weren't jokes about Giselle. There were jokes about Tom Brady losing Giselle. You know what I mean?
And the jiu-jitsu
guy. Yeah. But, like, more about, like, Tom Brady's, you're going to get your ass kicked by this guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, jokes about the situation, but not, like, directed at Giselle. And then she, like, came out the next day and was like, oh, he's choosing football over his kids again. And, like, all the, it's just, I don't know.
But I actually understand. See, she did not sign up for that.
No, I don't agree with her on that. I just don't.
She didn't sign up for it. Don't.
I just don't.
Okay, so
they weren't making fun of Giselle, though. Like, no. They're making fun of their situation. Like, why are you so mad about, like, they didn't say anything about your kids.
No.
You're mad and being sensitive about yourself. And like, that's your situation. Why are you mad about it? That's what happened.
Yeah, maybe she just doesn't want to be on Netflix, though.
Well, you were married to Tom Brady.
I know. I'm just saying.
You were married to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And like, he was married to you. Like, you could do whatever.
Yeah, but not, I don't know, not that many people get roasted. That's such a unique thing.
No, for sure. He got paid buku dollars for that, for sure.
I hope she got some.
No, of course not.
How much do you think he got paid?
Millions.
That's so crazy.
Because you have to really like there's only a few athletes I think that are good enough and also like confident enough to do something like that.
Yeah.
Like LeBron James is another one where I could see him definitely wanting to get roasted.
I could see him too.
I could see him having more rules than Tom Brady though.
I mean, yeah. That would be interesting to know.
I think LeBron James has lived a different life than Tom Brady.
Very much so.
So I think, yeah. That would be interesting. Kevin Hart killed it.
Kevin Hart's always
good. Kevin Hart is like, he might be like, he's just such a good host.
Yeah, he is a good host.
Sam J was really good too.
Uh-huh. And Tony. I forget his last name.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony was good.
Yeah, the football players struggled a little bit. Like, they're obviously, that's just not what they do. They have more like inside joke funny things, whereas like comedians just know like what the outside world knows.
Well, I can't imagine going up against comedian. You know,
poor Drew.
Some of them did really.
No, like they were nobody like bombed.
Yeah,
they were all good. Mm-hmm. But like, how even Nikki just talks about comedy, it's like, oh yeah, no. There's levels.
Yeah,
you guys are on way different levels.
Nikki's so good.
We're so good. She's I'm kind of obsessed with her.
I know. I want to watch her special. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other takeaways?
No, I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. Thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. It's very long.
Very long.
Not finish it. We're like, 3 hours of getting roasted. End?
Yikes.
So why does Will Ferrell come out in like all the roasts in that as
Tom? What's his name?
Ron
Burgundy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, everybody loves Ron Burgundy.
It's just interesting.
I think that's just a part of his. You know,
okay.
He is Ron Burgundy.
Okay. It's just random.
Yeah. No. For sure.
Anyway. Okay. It's nothing more to it. Okay, we're at 42 minutes.
Okay.
So, do you want to do toxic traits and tea?
Do we have any other topics that we need to hit
on? We do, but I'm going to push them to the next one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Toxic. Okay. See, now this is, I don't have any data on this. Oh. You know what I mean? When you like are thinking about them, but then we haven't recorded, so I haven't.
Oh, I know. I can go with my tea first.
Okay. I did send something.
Okay, wait. I actually have to decide because I have a couple ones. So let me kind of, let me look through.
Yeah, I did. I have to look through these two.
Okay. Let's see. I actually want to talk about this for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Second whistleblower, Josh Dean of Boeing supplier, Spirit Aerosystems, dies of, quote, sudden illness. I can't remember if we talked about the first whistleblower of Boeing dying.
I don't think so.
But now this guy, Josh Dean, a former quality auditor at Boeing supplier, Spirit Aerosystems, and one of the first whistleblowers, blah, 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 died Tuesday morning after a struggle with a sudden fast-spreading infection. Hmm. He was 45, had been in good health, and was noted for having a healthy lifestyle. He died after 2 weeks in critical condition. And then quotes of him from the past saying, serious and gross misconduct by senior quality management of the 737 production line. Yeah.
Boeing said, get him.
So I'm not going to speak ill of this Boeing situation, but it is I'm waiting for the documentary to come out in a few years.
There's a lot of shitty shit going on.
There's some weird shit going on with these
airlines.
There's
a lot of coincidences,
right? These whistleblowers, it's just kind of freaky.
It's just freaky and I feel like there's just been things happening on airplanes recently, so like,
yeah,
like are they skipping steps?
Well, I know. Things not made right. Well, that's what they're all saying, is that they're not following protocols.
Sounds about right.
It's kind of scary.
Of course it's scary.
Why are they trying to hush it up? And why are these people dying?
I'd love to know.
It's very odd.
It sounds like a really good limited series on Netflix.
That's what I'm saying. I need to know the whole.
Yeah. Same.
But I hope everyone else is okay.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I would be scared to come forward.
Of course.
If I knew anything.
People are dying.
I'm not going up against Boeing.
No, I'm good.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, 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 for sure. My tea. Mm-hmm. Reporter suspended after uncomfortable exchange with Caitlin Clark. He will not attend FIBA games.
Okay, what I saw that. What was his exchange?
He asked, okay, this was like, okay, I need to like dig into my brain files. He
get
was,
cognitive.
No, I have to get cognitive, and I have to get cognitive right now. I sat up and crossed my leg.
No, I know.
He was at the, it was one of her like first interviews, and he was asking her about, I think he did like the hands, like the heart hands to her.
Oh, you did tell me this.
Yeah, and then.
Like the one that Taylor Swift does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was like, oh yeah, that's like something I do with my mom after every game or something. And then he said, oh yeah, you do it to me and we'll be okay, or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it was just like a really obviously weird thing to say.
Right.
And now he's gone. That hoe gone.
Wow.
I like that.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I wonder if they asked her afterward, like, did that make you uncomfortable?
She was like, no shit.
Yeah.
Some other things that Caitlin Clark has done for the WNBA since getting there. Chartered flights.
Chartered flights.
That's big time.
So does she have her own bodyguard?
Yes.
Who decided that?
I don't know. Her? I don't know.
Because I know she got a bodyguard after she got pushed in the to the ground in college. Mm-hmm. But now she has a bodyguard in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. Who's paying for that?
I would assume either her or the FIBA now. I don't know.
Isn't that interesting, though?
I mean, she needs one. They can't have these women flying just, like, in the regular airport anymore.
No, it's
not right.
It's sick that it took this
long.
It's
not right. So, shout out to her for that.
Yeah. Also, and shout out to her for moving games to bigger stadiums.
Yes. And also, like, I'm going to say it because this is how I truly feel.
Okay, say it.
And, like, maybe the timelines are just, like, really coincidental. Mm-hmm. And so, like, maybe this isn't true at all and this has been the plan.
Yeah.
But, like, I know that her getting her own shoe is what propelled Nike to give Asia Wilson her own shoe. And, like, I stand on that.
Well, isn't Asia Wilson's shoe supposed to come out 2025?
Yeah.
So they
They
just wanted to throw it into the atmosphere.
So we just started production?
They just started marketing
I don't want to hear it when, like I know that they're like, it normally takes 3 or 4 years of development. Y'all haven't been working on her shoe that long. You just haven't. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Why does it take so long?
That I don't know. I'm not a shoe scientist. I don't know.
We gotta go ask our friends at Nike. What are you guys doing day to day?
Haley, write in.
Please.
Haley, write in.
We know you need time to test, but like, okay, that should take 3 weeks.
No. They probably have more process in their shoe testing than Boeing does for their plane testing. No, and I want us all as a country to really think about that.
I think you're right.
Because like, she been in the league.
No.
And like, they're of course, their marketing was bomb. Did you see like what they like you thought we would forget or sleep on, and then they like listed all her things? Yeah.
Yeah.
How the fuck does she have that much accomplished and she doesn't have a shoe?
Because you guys have been asleep. You guys have been asleep because where was the marketing then? It just happened to come out at the same time.
Oh, she just all of a sudden has a shoe coming out?
So you guys were designing Caitlin Clark's shoe when she was a sophomore in college. No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
I'm just a firm believer that Asia should have had a shoe before Sabrina too.
Exactly.
She's been doing shit.
Exactly.
That's why, yeah, you guys have literally been sleeping.
So, like, don't act like... I hate when they're like... They use the marketing as gaslighting.
Literally gaslighting. You're not gaslighting that me. They weren't sleeping.
You were sleeping. You were Sleeping Beauty. Okay?
You guys were overdosed on melatonin.
Too much melatonin. Sleepies in your eyes.
And permanently.
It took the public saying things.
Yeah, because we know.
Of course.
We know.
So,
I just Oasis. Like... Go, yeah.
But go Storm.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
And that's all for me.
Yeah. Things that Caitlin Clark has pushed forward since joining the W.
We're going to watch her soon.
Yep.
At the Storm game.
Can't wait.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Do we have games to watch?
Yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say?
First game is on Tuesday, home opener.
I know. I'm hyped. I can't go. You're going to go.
I'm going to go.
What are you going to wear? Super jersey or just your
no,
workout?
No, I'm going to wear my Feed the Soul shirt that my friend made me.
Cute.
Yeah.
So did you pick out your outfit already for the game?
I've picked out both outfits for both days of work.
Are Monday you wearing your new Tuesday. Shoes you got? Some of them?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Both days, new shoes.
Nice.
When I get new shoes, actually, this can be my toxic trait. When I get new shoes, I have to wear them right away.
I think you should just back up and saying when you get new shoes is your toxic trait.
I got 4 new pairs yesterday.
It's sick, Ashley.
It's, well, actually 5.
Why?
Remember? She's giving me another pair.
Oh, my God.
It's sick.
It has to end. And it never will.
It never will. It never will.
Those shoes can stay up in Seattle.
I know.
They can't come back.
It's I do need to take some up there. But yeah, that's that. My outfit thing is like my toxic trait right now. But like work is a fashion show and I've always felt that way. But now that I like am putting on not like sporty outfits.
Yeah.
It's fashion show.
Yeah.
So.
This is a new era for you.
Yeah.
People who have been working already are like,
they're annoyed because they're like, you're not going to want to do that all. Yeah, I am.
Actually, you know what's really interesting? The other day when I was at work, people were, these girls were talking about their outfits. Someone was like complimenting somebody. And then they got in a discussion. One lady said she picked out her outfits for the whole week.
Oh, that's crazy.
On Sunday.
Okay.
Someone said they pick it out the night before, and then one person said they pick it out right before in the morning.
No, that's crazy too.
And so we were all discussing, like, it's funny, like, different personalities.
Yeah.
But the one picking out for the whole week, I said that was psychotic.
No, that is psychotic. That's like,
what do you mean?
They like, yeah, wow.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
They don't do anything on Sunday but that.
Yeah. Sunday scaries.
That's what I was going to talk about, is how I have Sunday scaries now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
no, you were freaking out at 11 a.m. this morning. Let me just talk about this real quick, but then we'll wrap up. Ashley, we walked our dogs. They came back. She's in such a bad mood for no reason. I said, what is wrong? She's like, the day's already over. I got to go pick up my outfits. I got to clean. I got to pack. I got to organize my car and I got a meal prep. And it's like, for bed already.
I never said meal prep. It's because I have to go to work early tomorrow.
I basically have to get up in 3 hours. I was like, Ashley, I think it was actually like 9 a.m.
No.
Or was it 11?
It was 11. Chill.
I said, it's 11 a.m.
Yeah. And I was like, I have to get up at 3:45. Like, what are we talking about?
I know.
So I have the Sunday scaries when I have to go to Seattle on a Monday because it's just like, there's so much to pack. There's so much to bring. I have to pick up my outfits, which is a whole thing.
Oh my God, these fucking outfits.
I'm constantly doing laundry, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then the things we want to take from this house to that house. Every week it's new shit. Mm-hmm. And so it's just this whole thing.
That's why we haven't been able to record. My brain has not had. I'm making lists all day. That's my toxic trait, Ashley. I thought about the other day. Okay. My toxic trait is that my internal thoughts have become all day making lists. Yeah. Can I just show you I don't even know if I should read all these. Let me see if I can read all of these.
What is it?
I've made so many random lists in my phone.
Oh, God.
Things to bring to Seattle. Things to bring to Portland. Things to tell the cleaners. Things to tell the dietitians. Things I need to buy. Measurements.
Yep.
Plumbers. Like, I'm constantly making lists.
I mean,
it's exhausting. I wish my brain would just say, like, hey, it's okay. We don't need to make a list today.
Or just like make it silent.
Just make it silent.
Just make the list without.
It's just like, shh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's wrap up because we're trying to get this out.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Okay. Sorry, guys. But we're back.
Sorry for the hiatus, but we are back and we are back in full effect.
Yeah. Love you guys. Write us toxicpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, let us know if you guys think you can scuff your pants.
Can you scuff your pants and
can you scuff your knee?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Well, what do you scuff?
That.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Ciao.